13 times Joe Biden attacked Trump during the State of the Union. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 7, 2024. President Joe Biden attacked former President Donald Trump several times throughout Thursday evening's State of the Union SOTU address in what amounted to what many described an extremely partisan speech, perhaps the most partisan SOTU in history. Biden referred to Trump 13 times during his State of the Union address, with the first mention occurring just a few minutes in, repeatedly referring to his predecessor throughout the roughly hour-long speech. Here are those instances, with emphasis added. 1. Biden kicked off his speech by talking not about the State of the Union but about the country of Ukraine. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not, Biden said. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons to defend. That is all Ukraine is asking. At that point, Biden referred to Trump, telling members of Congress, "Now my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want." That's a quote. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous. It's dangerous and it's unacceptable. 2. The second mention of Biden's predecessor, Trump, occurred just a few minutes later, while mentioning January 6. America stood strong and democracy prevail. We must be honest. The threat to democracy must be defended. My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6, Biden said. I will not do that. This is a moment to speak the truth and bury the lies. Here's the simple truth. You can't love your country only when you win. 3. Biden attacked Trump during his defense of abortion. My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted, Biden said. 4. Biden, 81, bashed Trump again during his section on pushing the pro-abortion agenda, demonizing pro-life individuals who believe that unborn babies are made in the image of God and have value. Many of you in this chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away? Biden said. 5. The next line of attack came during Biden's brief section on the pandemic and following economic crisis, asserting that Trump failed in his duty to care. The amount of the spikes in crime and the murder rate, raging virus that took more than 1 million American lives of loved ones, millions left behind a mental health crisis of isolation and loneliness. A president, my predecessor, failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care, Biden said. I think that's unforgivable. 6. Biden then attacked Trump again, asserting that he failed to prioritize buying American. Past administrations, including my predecessor, including some Democrats as well in the past, failed to buy American. Not anymore, he claimed. 7. Biden attacked Trump while speaking about health care. Over 100 million of you can no longer be denied health insurance because of pre-existing conditions. But my predecessor and many in his chamber want to take for this great prescription drug away by repealing the Affordable Care Act, Biden claimed. Notably, the official transcript reads, but my predecessor and many in this chamber want to take that protection away by repealing the Affordable Care Act. 8. Biden's next mention occurred during his defense of the bad border bill. But unfortunately, politics is sick, derail this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate, demand they block the bill. He feels political, inaudible, Biden said, stumbling. The official transcript reads, he feels it would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him or me. It'd be a winner for America. 9. Moments later, he mentioned Trump again, in the same context. My predecessor is watching instead of playing politics and pressuring members of Congress to block the bill, Biden said. 10. Again, moments later, he mentioned Trump yet again on the issue of immigration. I will not demonize immigrants, say they are poisoning of the blood of our country. I will not separate families. I will not ban people because of their faith. Unlike my predecessor, on my first day in office, I introduced a comprehensive bill to fix our immigration system. 11. Then again, Biden mentioned Trump a final time on the topic of immigration. Because, unlike my predecessor, I know who we are as Americans, Biden said. 12. Biden's 12th reference to Trump came during his rant against guns. Meanwhile, my predecessor told the NRA he's proud he did nothing on guns when he was president, Biden said. 13. Biden's final reference to Trump came during his brief section on China, attempting to present himself as a tough on China leader, despite reality. And since I've come to office, our GDP is up. Our trade deficit with China is down to the lowest point in over a decade. And we're standing up against China's unfair economic practices, Biden said to applause. I revitalized our partnership alliances in the Pacific, India, Australia, Japan, South Korea, Pacific Islands, Biden continued. I've made sure the most advanced American technology can't be used in China, not allowing to trade them there. Frankly, for all his tough talk on China, it never occurred to my predecessor to do any of that.